Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I couldn't be more excited because we've got our good friend Austin Kiplinger back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kiplinger is the son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letters. You know all about that. The Kiplinger Letters. It's been an institution in America now for 89 years. And 14 years ago this week, Mr. Kiplinger joined me for the first time to celebrate his birthday and the anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter. And he's back now. We've done this just about every year. And he's here today to celebrate his 94th birthday with us. Mr. Kiplinger, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. 94 years old. The Kiplinger Letter is 89. You were 5 years old when he basically started it almost on your birthday, because you just had your birthday just a few days ago. So, but one of the things I know you're excited about is your oldest grandson is getting married tomorrow on the anniversary of the Kiplinger
Letter. The very anniversary, the 89th anniversary of the first letter. Now, that's a celebration for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations on that. That's Knight's son, folks. Many of you remember Knight's been on the show before. So I'm looking at the original letter here, September 29th, 1923. And now you were 5 years old. Did you contribute anything to this letter?
Yes. I kept quiet. But you know something about that letter, Jim, that I want you to take a quick look at. If you scan down there, you will see subjects that are still active and still current.
It's amazing,
now,
isn't it?
The judgments are different and the specifics are different, but you've got taxes, you've got tariffs, you've got overseas trade, you've got debt. Oh, you've got
right.
Every subject that we write about almost every week.
Even radio. Radio was mentioned in here.
Oh, radio, yes. Yes, get up to date on this new invention.
Mm-hmm. The money that labor collects. There's a story in here about labor banks.
I have said jokingly to the staff, you know, all we have to do is reprint the original letter and then go home.
You could probably just put another date on it and people wouldn't know. So congratulations on this great tradition. Mr. Kiplinger, I've called you a witness to a century. George S. Seldes wrote a book about that. He called himself a witness to a century. And I love that book. But I consider you, at 94, you're a witness to a century. You served in World War II. You were a journalist. You were a television anchor. You've been a CEO of a company. You've seen so much. You're a world traveler. You're a witness to a century. Tell us, what's the perspective from 94?
I hate to hear you put it in the past tense that way. I like to hear it in the present tense.
Well, that's
all right.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. In business terms, recessions and depressions and ups and downs and booms and busts, I think, are a constant, because they're based more on our psychology than they are on a lot of specifics. You know, we get these things every once in a while. We have a bubble. We call it a bubble in housing, mm-hmm. or a bubble in lending, or mm-hmm. a bubble in something. Well, that's just, you know, that's our mood, our psychology, our all things will always go up when we get into.
They've been
that
going on for a long time, haven't they?
They surely have, and the conditions change, the specifics change, but when things get too hot, everybody knows it's getting too hot, but they can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our letter just before the latest crash and before the one in 29, we were issuing warning signals, and everybody was nodding and saying, "Yes, you're right." But mm-hmm. they couldn't quit. It's a psychological ailment, maybe. But I think that sort of thing's with us. But the conditions change. My Lord, this is not the same kind of recovery that we expected. Because
mm-hmm.
This is not just an up and down kind of thing. This is not just a bounce.
It's
back.
Systemic, isn't it?
Yeah, and what we've got entrenched now, of course, is new technologies, and they are really, really changing the pattern of
disrupting
things.
They're not
so?
they're doing as much disrupting as they're creating opportunity, aren't they?
Well, they do, and that's what happens with new inventions. They destroy the old, or at least they diminish the old, and they supplant it with something new, and
right.
We're going through that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Kibler, you were talking about how things haven't changed. Charles McKay wrote a book 160 years ago called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And he was writing about things that look an awful lot like the dot bombs of the 1990s and the housing and mortgage bubble of the last decade. So as you say, humans are humans. We keep making the same mistakes. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I told you you didn't want to miss this interview with our good friend Austin Kiplinger. I consider him to be a national treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, 94-year-old, we're celebrating his 94th birthday and the 89th birthday of the Kiplinger Letter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.